I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. Have you ever had one of those aha moments when you thought to yourself, or perhaps exclaimed out loud, I have got to do something different with my life? Perhaps it was that painful realization that your job is much too full of drudgery. Or maybe it's just lost its luster, become too toxic, or maybe you've just yearned to switch paths to chase that long-standing dream and pursue that nagging passion of yours. Whatever the circumstances, it can take lots of courage to throw caution to the wind and run the very real risks that these sorts of life detours often entail. And isn't it just downright wonderful when this leap of faith works out? Which is what we hear from Beth O'Day Hall.
As the proverbial black sheep of the family, I took the road less traveled. And much to my family's horror, I dropped out of college in 1980, moved out west, and with little life experience but a splash of chutzpah, I survived and lived. But like the ghost of Jacob Marley, the idea of going back to college haunted my thoughts a lot of the time. But far less creepy than Marley, I had self-doubt as my nemesis. I lived in California and New York and was working, but the desire to move back home was strong and pulling at me like an undertow. So I made a pros and cons list and made the decision to move back to Rhode Island in 2001 after an almost 20-year absence. There I was, driving a rented U-Haul cross-country, listening to trashy romance audiobooks with two screaming cats next to me, and all the while the same question kept repeating in my head, what will I do when I get there? Nothing ignites reinvention like working in a few dead-end, soulless jobs. So in 2005, after meeting with an admissions counselor at Rhode Island College and reviewing my less-than-stellar college transcript, I was admitted and became a non-traditional college student. The road to academia was not easy. There were days when I thought, oh, I'm not going to make it. However, there was one constant that kept me staying the course, and it was this. The time will still pass, so why not have something concrete to show for it? For the next 3 years, I was that middle-aged college student sitting in class after class from Western Civ to analyzing Chaucer's The Canterbury Tales with students who could have been my own. But in time, along with a few glasses of wine and the rewiring of my brain to understand the Pythagorean theorem, something extraordinary happened. I found my passion in higher education. So here's my advice. It's never too late to change the direction of your life. Become an activist or go back to school. Take that cruise to see an iceberg. Maybe even change careers. Be the navigator of your life. Take a chance, a risk. A small step towards the path you want to follow. Fill those seconds, minutes, days, weeks, months, and years of your life, living it on your terms.
Beth O'Day Hall lives in Providence and administers student orientation programs at Johnson & Wales University. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.